would you call it, was the kettle the same thing as you had a big wash kettle? I said that she'd use outside for boiling the clothes. What did she use for boiling potatoes and things like that?
Well, she had small kettles for that now. Mm-hmm. It'd hold about a gallon and a half.
Right.
Barn kettle.
Right.
It had legs on. She could either sit on the hearth and put part under it and heat it, or you could hang it up in the fireplace boiler.
Uh-huh.
Either one.
Alright. And something did you ever call that a pot?
Yeah.
Would that be the same thing?
Yeah, a black pot they call it.
Would that be the same? There would really be no difference between a kettle and a pot.
That's right.
And some things you might put cut flowers in.
Huh?
So, if your wife went out in the and got some flowers, or maybe cut some flowers and then put them in a
flower pot. That would be a different thing to be in a cooking pot.
Oh yeah, sure. Well, I didn't mean a flower pot. I was wondering, would you call that a flower pot or a vase? Probably. Things she put flowers in.
Well, back in my boyhood days, it's called a flower pot.
Yeah. But that was the cut flowers.
That's right.
Now, what did you, the utensils you used for eating? Did you have the same kinds of utensils?
First I know, fork and spoons.
And
Now,
what did they look about the same as the ones you see nowadays?
Well, they had wooden handles back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Person's eye or so.
Or the
fork and knife both had wooden handles.
The handle was wood, but what was the other part made of?
Well, it wouldn't be steel. I don't know hardly what you would call it.
Well, it was some kind of
metal, though.
All right. And how did your mother do the dishes?
She washed them in a dishpan. She had a big dishpan. She just put the dishes in, pour hot or water in there, and take a dish rag,
mm-hmm.
wash them.
All right.
And use lye soap.
Did she make that soap?
That's right. She took these ashes out of this fireplace now and poured them up in a big big hollow log. They'd cut a big hollow log, maybe 3 foot, cut it 4 foot long,
mm-hmm.
put a top on it. She'd pour these ashes in there and keep them dry till she got it full, and then she'd take it in and pour water in the top of that and let that water go through these ashes, and this lye run off down and catch it in a trough.
Mm-hmm.
She'd take that and her scrap meats, and entrails of her hogs and bees, where she'd kill them, she'd wash them nice and clean, and she'd put them up and dry them, and then she'd take this lye and put this all in there, and they'd eat this all up, and she'd make a soap out of it.
Uh-huh. I see. And then, how does she get the soapy water off the dishes after she washed them?
She'd rinse them.
All right, how does she do that?
She by pouring water or out of a tea kettle or
poured it over the dishes.
That's
and,
right.
She didn't pick them up or anything. She
just poured it on over.
Uh-huh. And then what did she dry them with?
Well, with a rake.
Uh-huh. And did you call that a drying rag or a dish rag? Or a
dish rag's what all they call it. Not my boy.
Now, the dish rag was the one, but what about the cloth she used when she was washing?
That was a dish rag, and that she had a different cloth now she got them with. This towel up there.
I see. Well, that's what I was trying to get something with.
Yeah, she had a different rag.
Yeah. And a piece of cloth that you might use when you're washing your face, if you put soap on.
Wash rag.
All right. And then dry your face with a
towel.
All right. Now later when you got the, when you mentioned before the barrel for flour. And things that she had things in the barrel. Was there? Did you ever have any kind of liquids in barrels?
Yeah, vinegar.
Uh-huh.
See, they'd take vinegar and make it out of apples. Let apples sour. Uh-huh. Mash it out.
And how did you get the vinegar out of the barrel?
Well, they had a faucet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call it anything else but a faucet?
Yeah, I know the name of it, but I can't think of it now.
What would you? That's what you call it on a sink too.